Shavuot of yesterday, we were discussing Tovah's Kadyon, where Asi tells us that if you have an Eishes Kohen, there's only one Sofik, and the husband says, Kasuk Pesuach, there's only one Sofik, either Tatra, Vino Tatra, so the Gemara says it's also, who would do this figure in the ranks of the Torah? So Tovah's Kadyon asks, what do you mean, it's also because of Sofik Yechad, how do we rely on the Chazofa, the woman has the Cheskes Kashros? The Tovah's eventually solves their problem. One thinks that the Cheskes Kashros is contradicted by another Chazofa, and therefore, the Cheskes Kashrus falls by the wayside. But Tosfos was willing to present the possibility that the Cheskes Kashrus should have been sufficient to be mounted to this woman. So we pointed out that Obeah Chavarim jumped on Tosfos and asked, wait a second, Lechari has a Sfeik Sfeika, but here you have a Sfeik Sfeika working in the opposite direction. You have a Sfeik Sfeika Lechumra. But Sofek, she was Mizana Tachta, Sofek Yene Tachta, but Hintim Tzilomer, that was in a Tachta, maybe she was Mizana with someone who asks her anyway, like a Goy, or a brother, or a father, or a mamzer, etc. So the chumra that should be a safe fake of the chumra. So the simple way out of this process is just to say that maybe there's no such thing as fake fake of the chumra. As we already know, that's already an issue. That's already today's Thursday in Erevin, whether fake fake is meaningful in the sense of the chumra. That's what we left off yesterday. But the chumra, you have to understand a little bit further in Thursday. So if we want to really convince ourselves that the pshat in our Thursday, where Thursday did not address the issue of fake fake, because Thursday held that fake fake doesn't work in the chumra, we have to ask ourselves, well, should that be true or not? What should the din be? Logically, forget about what Tosfos Erevin said. So we had to ask this ourselves, what should the din be? Should Sfeik Sfeik or work L'chumra or not? So L'chumra, this boils down to, like everything else in the next couple of Shiurim is going to boil down to, the two approaches in the Rishonim, the very basis of Sfeik Sfeik. If you hold, like, the Rash Peshita, that Sfeik Sfeik is Mitam Ro, we've already spoken about this a few times, so if I don't know the more today and tomorrow, according to the Rash, because that Sfeik Sfeik is mitam rov, so then it's very hard to believe that Sfeik Sfeik is not going to work in the chumra. So Shiva Kavachomer, if a rov is matis something, it's a Kavachomer, rov is going to ask for something. So Lechor, according to the Rash, but you have a very real problem. According to the Rash, but whenever you have a Sfeik Sfeik, you have a rov. So if Adi have to paskin up rov, even against Chazakah, because as we all know from last semester, whenever you have a clash between a rov and a Chazakah, so Ruba v'Chazakah, Ruba Adif, Machlek is atanoim, we pass like the Chachamim, that Ruba v'Chazakah, Ruba Adif. Let's say in the case of Tosfos, we spoke about yesterday, in the case of Sufik Derabonon, let's say you have a Sufik Derabonon, and you have a Rove pointing with Isser. So Pashta says that Sufik Derabonon Lakula does not apply to Machom Rove. You have a Rove that says that the thing is also, so you don't have a right to rely on Sufik Derabonon Lakula. So if you hold like your Rashbah, and Sfeik Sfeik are really honest to goodness, is Dino Piro, so it's going to work, even Sfeik Sfeik is going to work, Lachom Rove is going to work against the Cheskes Hetker, it's going to work by Yisurim Derabonon. So if we want to commit Tais is a sheet that is saying that Sveik Sveika doesn't work the Chumra, the only way to understand Tais is based on the Rambam's notion of Sveik Sveika. The Echaron and the Kanei Yeshua and the Pimpagadim explained that the Rambam had a whole different word in Sveik Sveika, that the Rambam who holds that Sveika deraisa is Vakula mid deraisa doesn't have to come under the Rashba's Chiddush that Sveik Sveika is mitam ro. The Rambam could say Sveik Sveika is because the first Sufik creates a din derabanan and the second Sufik creates a heter Sveika derabanan lakula. So according to the Rambam, that the whole notion of Sveik Sveik means that you have a right to be mekel. Sveik is from a school. Everything is a kula. Sveik with their raisa, with the kula in their raisa. And Sufik Rabbanon is halacha maisa the kula. So then to turn the principle of Sveik Sveik on its head and apply it l'chumr, mamish doesn't make any sense. So there is no such cloud that Sveik Sveik is nirif karov according to the Rambam. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it would make sense to convince ourselves that Sveik Sveik doesn't want l'chumr. So putting this all together, what we just did, is we took out Tosfos and we pushed Tosfos into a corner. We're saying the only way to understand that Tosfos is that Tosfos ignores Sfeik Sfeik and Lechumra, the stomach Tosfos holds in the Rambam. So the Echmerim are not comfortable with this, for the obvious reason that the Rambam's understanding of Sfeik Sfeik is very Mechudish, as we already mentioned last week. It's hinging on one premise. The one premise is that Sfeik and the Raisa is Lekula with the Raisa. If you deny that principle, so Nafla is so Nafla Binyan. So most of the Rishon probably deny the Rambam. Most of the Rishon, the Raibin and the Rashba and the Ran, and probably Tosfos also. Most of the Rishonim held that the whole Yisoy that the Rambam built his whole Tarbat Sfeik Sfeik on, is this not true? Most of the Rishonim probably do side, in fact, with the Rashba. I think the later Echamarim say, the Kolei Sfeik Sfeik, so the later the Prima Gadim and the Teres HaShlomim, the consensus view in Yeridaya seems to be like the Rashba, that Sfeik Sfeik is honest to goodness Mitam Ro. So to commit our Tosfos into the camp of the Rambam is not something that we're going to be too thrilled to do. So maybe we can come up with some other view in Tosfos. Maybe we can come up with some other reason why Tosfos ignore the Sfeik Sfeik. Not necessarily because Tosfos held that Sfeik Sfeik of the Chumra doesn't exist. what other possibilities do we have? What other reason could we fathom why Tosfos was not so convinced that this fake snake works? So he said, Akasha, let's follow Chazoka. Tosfos didn't say, ah, this is a fake snake. So that's the next, obviously. Oh, so maybe Tosfos holds. we walked up the wrong tree. Maybe Tosfos holds that the reason why Sfeik Sfeika doesn't is not applicable here is because Sfeik Sfeika Machama Chazoka never applies. Is that going to solve the problem? We're going to talk about that in a little while, but that's a big machlekes he's never shown him, whether Sfeik Sfeika Machama Chazoka is true or not. What's the din? You have a cheskes, isif, I would say, and now you have a Sfeik Sfeika Machakel, is that Mutra Rasa, that's a shayla and Rishonim. So maybe that's the easy solution to that Tosfos. So maybe Tosfos holds that the reason why you don't have to be mitiachis that a Sfeik Sfeika is because you have a cheskes hetter. That's exactly what Tosfos kasha is. You see, in a certain sense, this is a better pshat than the first pshat. Because the first pshat, Tosfos didn't say the words Sfeik Sfeika l'chumra, and that's something that we put into Tosfos. According to the second pshat, Tosfos munach in the kasha is that understanding. Tosfos says, let's follow chazaka. We know Tosfos already told us there's a chazaka there. So the stumble Tosfos kasha meant was that if there's a chazaka, so then there's no room to dispute about Sfeik Sfeika. So is that a acceptable pshat in Tosfos? Let's follow Chazaka. I just speak. Speak. Think about Chazaka. Doesn't work. The Pnei Yeshua says it's Pshat. Do you like this Pshat? What do you say? Who likes this Pshat? Who's got problems with this Pshat?
Will Chazaka rod?
Yeah. L'chora the machlokas harishonim. Where the Sfeik Sfeika works against the Chazaka. So we're going to sell that's a mefarish machlokas harishonim. Does Sfeik Sfeika work against Chazaka now? So what should that in turn be telling us? Should Sfeik Sfeika work against Chazaka or not? So lechora that also boils down to the Rambam and the Rashba. If you hold it to the Rashba, that Sfeik Sfeika is Nikam Rov, so you're right back where you started from, that Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So according to the Rashba, there's no reason to believe that a Sfeik Sfeika shouldn't work to offset a Chazaka. The only reason to say that Sfeik Sfeika doesn't work with Machom Chazaka only seems to make sense according to the Rambam doesn't stay in the Sfeik Sfeika. Why? Because according to the Rambam, the Sfeik Sfeika is based on the fact that Sfeik is based on two premises. Based on premise number one, that Sfeik Deraisa is Lekulam Deraisa. Premise number two, that Sfeik Derabanal is Lekulam. Well, when you have a Cheskes Isser against you, so it's quite possible that neither of those two statements are correct. Even the Rambam holds that Sfeik Deraisa is Lekulam Deraisa only says it in the case you find a piece of meat in the street and you're not sure if it's Chazar or is it not Chazar. So there's no Cheskes Isser, there's no Cheskes Hetter, there's no Rov, there's nothing. The Ram says, like the Sufik, so Sfeika deraisa is the Kulam deraisa. But if you have a Sufik in a scenario where you have a Cheskes Isser, so also for the last 20 years, and now you have a 50-50 chance to say, maybe it became Mutter, so the Ram would never say that Sfeika deraisa is the Kulam deraisa. The Ram doesn't deny Chazaka. Chazaka is a Dimina Torah that appears in the Sefer Chulin. And second of all, the Shach claims in Kol Sveik Sveika, that we alluded to this also, which we spoke about yesterday, Machlokes Remeir Rabbi Yossi, the Shach claims that we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, that Sveika Drabbana Lekula does not apply the Machom Cheskas Isser. So according to the Rambam, that Sveika is based on both of these principles being true, that Sveika Deraisa Lekula Mideraisa, and Sveika Drabbana being Lemaisa Lekula, if neither of these principles apply the Machom Chazaka, so then obviously Sveika is not going to be not there, the Machom Chazaka. So this shayla that we threw up in the air is Sveik Sveika work against the Chazaka. You have a Cheskes Isser in one direction, and if Sveik Sveika, lots on the other direction. So which wins out? So the answer is, it's the same old question. It's the same as like the Rav and the Rashba. According to the Rashba, that Sveik Sveika is Mikam Rov. So Rov the Chazaka, Rov Adiv. So Sveik Sveika is going to work against the Cheskes Isser. But according to the Rav, who says that Sveik Sveika is Mikam, Sveika deraisa lekula deraram, it's not going to work. Welcome Cheskes Isser. So everyone's masking to that? That's a double portion like that. So now, we're trying to salvage Tosfos. We're trying to take Tosfos out of the Rambam's camp and shove him into the Rashba's camp. So we got him into the, got him out of the pot into the fire. You got the same problem. We're trying to explain why Tosfos was not Mesiachis to the Sveik Sveika. So we didn't want to say that Tosfos wasn't Mesiachis to it because the Sveik Sveika doesn't work with Chumra. We didn't want to say that because we didn't want to commit Tosfos to the Rambam. So what do we do? So we said the reason why Tosfos wasn't Mesiachis to the Sveik Sveika was because he held that it doesn't work in Baba Chazaka, which Vaita commits Tosfos to the Rambam Shita. So Ma Hanalei Rabbanan, we didn't get anywhere. We're trying to explain, but even if Tosfos goes the conventional wisdom like the Rashba, like most of the Rishonim, like most of the way to Poskim, that Sveik Sveika is Mitam Rov, We want to know what's wrong with this fake sefer. So don't tell me Abu Ma'itza that this is fake lachumra, because that's silly. According to the Rashba, fake sefer works lachumra also. And don't tell me Abu Ma'itza that it's against the Chazaka, so therefore Chazaka wins. That's also Abu Ma'itza according to the Rashba, because according to the Rashba, that's fake sefer is mitamro, rubu the Chazaka, rubu adif. So I challenge you, still give me a pshat and tosis. So why did Tosfos ignore it? Unless you say Tosfos like they're wrong, okay. If you want to say that, you can say whatever you want. But if you want to keep Tosfos in the camp of most of the Rishonim, that's fake sake is be Tom Rove. So what is wrong with this fake sake? So
just what was the Pnei Yeshua? What was the Pnei Yeshua's answer there?
Pnei Yeshua just said that he didn't say the second half. I didn't say the second half. Pnei Yeshua just said that the stomach of Tosfos meant was that Sveik Sveika works, I'm sorry, Sveik Sveika doesn't work in Bachel Chazal. That's what Tosfos Kash was.
Why was he saying that? He was obviously saying that because he didn't want to say Tosfos like the Rambam. Right. So.
Okay, yes, you see, you understand that? Why I couldn't accept the stomach to say like that? Again, Machum Chazaka, so therefore the Sveik Sveik is no good. So what do we have to do? In order to get, what point do we have to work on now? We're still stuck with Tosfos. So where is our approach going to be? And what are we going to try to do? See, I just sold you something and everybody just bought it. Just said it. No one questioned me.
Maybe we'll invalidate the six figure itself.
That may be an approach, but I'm not going to do that. That would be a logical approach.
Isn't that a chaskas aguf of different malachazakos?
I just pulled something over everybody. I said that the issue where the Sveik Sveika works against Chazaka is a simple question. According to the Rambam, for sure, Sveik Sveika does not work with Malkum Chazaka. According to the Rambam, for sure it does. Because after all, Ruben the Chazaka Rubad. Right, that's what I just said. And everybody just said, yeah, okay, I just said it. What's the problem? What am I going to try to prove to you now?
So the Rashba doesn't have to hold it.
It is possible that even the Halakha Rashba, who is the biggest believer that Sveik Sveika works mitam rov, may ultimately come to the same conclusion that Sveik Sveika loses out to Chazaka. Okay? That's what I'm going to try to prove to you today. Probably not decisively, but that's the direction we're going to try to go. Okay?
Can I just explain how it's not true, how it was true? Why
would the Rashba? Why do we see the Rashba does? Well, if it's a rov, so we know the rule is Rubu Bechazak, Rubu Adif. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says we pass night from Bechalikis from Meir. Nachom, we pass night from Chamin. Rubu Bechazak, you have a rov in the direction of Heter and in the Chazak in the direction of Issa. We pass night like rov Lahatir.
But
some
Sveik is that still considered
a rov? Sveik is the Ilke rov. So if rov works against Chazak, but Sveik should work more from Chazak.
But Sveik is like a rov with the Rashba. But Sveik Sveik is also?
No, that's what Rashba said. Sveik Sveik is more than rov. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
So I'm making assumption the Rambam
Okay, so if we could somehow pull off the stunt to say that Sveik Sveika, notwithstanding the fact that it's Dino Grove, is falls short and doesn't work with Malkum Chazaka. Now, I'm not saying the Rashba himself held that way, the Jewish Rashba does not hold this way, but one doesn't have to go that far as the Rashba went. One can say that Sveik Sveik is Mitam Rov and still hold that Sveik Sveik works with Malkum Chazaka. How did it pull it off?
It's not such a great rule, maybe it's a rule garua.
Yeah, the problem is that the only thing we know about this rove, the Sveik Sveika, is it's either equal or better.
Maybe like they don't hold that rove is better than the Chazaka.
Yeah, but that's a bad thing to say because we don't want to pass it against Rav Meir. I mean, they've used it against the Chacham. We're going to get to something else. The goof, we're going to get to that. So let's ask ourselves the following question. We've been spending a lot of time talking about Sveik Sveika. Maybe we should leave off Sveik Sveika for a second and go back to Chazaka. What's pshat? The Torah says, "Yifala chazaka." The Torah says, "V'ram milsa del rabbanon as dina basa chazaka be the kula be the kula." The Torah says, "You're not sure what to do. Yifala chazaka." What's pshat? What's the chakira? He follows the status quo. Is that the Torah's birur? That ki'ilu the halacha tells us that we are really honest to goodness, assuming that the facts are the same. That the chazaka is mevarer, is proving to us that the facts are really the same. Do we know to the contrary? Or not at all? The heichet takes it just because this was true yesterday. So 1 million years, should you think that's necessarily true today? This is one of the chukei Torah, one of the dinei Torah. The Torah gives us, what's the phrase that the person can use? Adin hanhoga, right? Adin hanhoga. The Torah is telling us that if you have a right, the Torah has to give us ways to get around problems. So a problem comes up, we're not sure what to do. We have a suffix, we're not sure what to do. So the Torah says, whatever you did yesterday, continue to do. Not that the Torah is telling us that what the status was yesterday is necessarily the same as it is today. It's not. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. 50-50 chance. But what the Torah says, when you're not sure what to do, then you have a latest suffix, and one of the klali Torah to what you're supposed to follow is chazaka. So this is a famous shayla. What's the nature of chazaka? Is chazaka b'taras hanhaga? Chazaka b'taras vira? If one takes the approach that chazaka is b'taras vira, maybe one can begin to solve this problem. If you hold that chazaka is b'taras vira, so what does that mean? That means there's no, it's not called a what? It's not a suffix anymore. True svekhanhaga is mitamro. That is correct. But the whole nature of Sveik Sveika, as its very name connotes, is working with the premise that there's a latest a suffix. If there's no latest a suffix to be done, as there a Sveik Sveika, then there's nothing to talk about. So normally when you have a clash in a rov and a chazak, so you have two things which are going equally at each other, so you have to try to figure out which is more important, which is greater, which is a better proof. So rov points in one direction, a chazak points in another direction. So, kach nemra, ruba v'chazak, ruba adin. How do you know? Is it a svar? Is it a pasuk? That's a sugya in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. But l'maisa, ruba v'chazak, ruba adin. But sveik sveika, notwithstanding the fact that it's mitam rov, since the nature of the rov presupposes that there's still a latest asafek, if chazak gets set in and nips sveik sveika in the bud by declaring that there's no asafek anymore, so then memela sveik sveika is going to lose out. So perhaps, one can argue, Sveik Sveika, yes, mitam rov, and achol picheng, Sveik Sveika loses out the chazaka. Maybe that's pshat and athensis. The only problem with this is, that it's making a very big assumption. This assumption that Sveik Sveika, that a chazaka is mitam biror, and not mitam, just the din hanhog of yama, is not usually the most popular assumption in the yeshivas. Right, Benji? Right, why is it not popular?
So a lot of Gemaras in Rise.
Because there seem to be some Gemaras and some Rishonim that seem not to say this way. Now, there are others that may say this way. So it's not an open and shut question, but normally in Yeshivas it's presented that Chazaka is not a Birur, that Chazaka is a Din Hanhoga, and as such, it's not what remains a Suffolk. What are some of the Rayas?
Chazaka Shlo Noda Fil Sha'achas.
Okay. Yes. So one of the major rayas that's brought is the sugya that appears in the first paragraph of the Masechet Pesachim. But the Gemara, the famous sugya Shnei Shvilim. The Gemara tells us that if you have two paths on the way, one is one you know for sure is tami, and one you know for sure is dahar. And a guy walked in one of these paths, and he's not sure which path he walked in. So the Gemara says you have a right to basically rely on the chazaka meikar. Basically, you have a right to rely on the fact that since he was tar from beforehand, so he remains tar as well. It's just a rabbim, it's just a yachim, not for now. Then the Gemara raises the question, what's the din? Maybe you have two people who walked. One walked on Highway A and one walked on Highway B, and neither of them can remember who walked where. We're not sure who became Tami, who became Tar. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. The Gemara says that in each one asks independently, so that each one, your lateral one, Chazaka Meikara. What if they both come and ask together? They both come to Basin together and say, are we Tar or not? So then the Gemara says, then you have to paskin up that they're both tahor, because the paskin that they're both tahor would be attacked with the sash. The paskin one's tahor and the other's tameh, that's discrimination. How do you know who's tahor, who's tameh? And it's the same latest as suffix. So the middle of your hands are tahor, you have to paskin up that they're both tahor. So it comes Tazim Pesachim with Rabbi Yehuda Menachem and says, that which the Gemara says, that in the case of Shnei Shvilin, you're required to paskin that both the tameh, that's just the chumim midrabanan, because it looks absurd. It looks like a tahor, it looks like a joke, that the rabbi's going to paskin your Torah, your Torah, and you're also Torah. So you can't, it doesn't make any sense. So the male lays bria, we have to pass it to both Torah. But what's the real Dimin HaTorah, says Tosfos? The real Dimin HaTorah is at the top of both Torah. How you talking? How can they both keep Torah? So Tosfos, because each one of them has a Cheskes Tahara. So come the Acharonim and say, what Tosfos is telling us is that Min HaTorah, we really have a right to Paskin, they're both a Torah. How can that be? They can't both be Torah. There's no way. It's logically inconsistent to say that both are Torah. So the answer is it depends. If you hold that the Vard and Chazocha means that you're being Mevar or something, you're trying to prove something in terms of a logical, rigorous proof that this guy is really Torah and this guy is really Tohar, it can't be. It's impossible logically for both of them really to be Torah. So if Chazocha would be working with Torah's Biror, it would be an impossible Psak, even on a level of the Araisa, to declare that they're both Torah. But if you hold that Chazocha is not working with Torah's Biror, that Chazocha is just a statement of Halacha. It's in the Halachic imagination that we're going to make believe that you're Torah, we're going to make believe that you're Torah, and our Psak doesn't necessarily coincide with any degree of reality. It's just the Torah's Havah, Dinan Havah, V'Yalva. So then you can say whatever you want. I'm Torah, you're Torah, Yen is Torah. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that it's logically inconceivable, that doesn't concern us. This is one raya that's usually brought to prove from this Tosfos, from the Sugya of Shnei Shvilin, that you see that Tosfos understood that Chazocha is basically a din hanav, not a din zirah.
That's from Tosfos, that's not from
the Gemara. Yeah, something more, yeah, there's no raya more from the Gemara. There's no raya. If there are Achronim who honestly didn't believe that din hanav said that Chazocha is a viewer. There are Achronim who say it.
Doesn't the
Rav
always bring that, the she showed it? Like the Shnei Shvilin case, that we have halachas that are so certain and serious. In the end of we can even say that it's most of Mikan Birur, and it goes connected with it's paradoxical to the actual Matthias of the way things are. He writes to say that the halacha is serious. He quotes that.
Where's the quote?
I've said it over many times, but
I don't know.
Even if it was Mikan Biru, we could still say.
This is usually the biggest riot. Those are in the Chazak Medaman Hogan camp. This is the first riot they bring. Then there's another interesting shayla, which probably is in fact, is the Machlekes HaRishonim, which is followed. There is a sugya, I don't think we're going to get to it, it's at the end of the second bracket of Ksubas. I'm going to get to the end of the first bracket. The Gemara discusses a shayla in Eidos. If you have a steer, you have two Eidim say one way, two Eidim say another way. So basically, that's called Hachosha. It's not a case of Eidos only, so you just throw out basically all the Eidos. So Tosfos raises the question, if you have, let's say, first set of Eidim come in and say, Reuven bar Hanadal from Shimon, and the second set of Eidim say that we were there, Reuven did not bar Hanadal from Shimon, so the Gemara says you basically throw off both sets of Eidim. So it comes to Tosfos and asks, why don't you believe the second Eidim, the Migo, that they could have passed on the first Eidim? They could have, instead of disagreeing with the first Eidim's version of the story, they could have just as easily said, listen, you, Reuven and Shimon, can't testify because you're Ganavim, so then the second Eidim would be believed, because the first Eidim are Balei Dinah themselves. So if two Eidim come and say that Reuven and Shimon are Ganavim, so the second set of Eidim are believed to pass on the first set. Comes to us and asks, let the second Eidim always, whoever comes second wins. Whoever comes last wins. Achron, Achron, Chavim, because you always have the Migo on your side, Migo that you could have passed on somebody there. Migo that you could have passed on somebody. So Tais gives a variety of different answers why that's true. Maybe the Din of Migo is only by Validin, maybe it's not by Adin, maybe that's not a good Migo, because you can never have Migo by two people, because the whole notion of Migo is that Mistabi found the truth, because otherwise you would have said you're a lie, but if you have two people that can't coordinate, they're klutzy, they can't figure out how to lie together. Tais gives a lot of Rishonim, a lot of answers why there's no Migo. So there's one answer that some of the Rishonim say, why is there no Migo? Because, what does Migo mean? Migo means that, believe me what I'm saying, because if I would have wanted to lie, I would have been able to tell a better lie. So that's in a certain sense like a Birur. It means I'm substantiating my claim by the stump, I'm telling the truth. That's like a rope. It's like a rope with a lace that come on. The stump, I'm telling the truth, because if I would have wanted to lie, I would have lied in a much better way. So come to Rishonim and say, whenever you have two Eidim, so two Eidim is the best Birur whatsoever, putting aside the Rambam, as you said, Yeter. The Birur, two Eidim is the highest level of Birur, the latter levels of Birur. There's two Eidim, there's one Eidim, there's Rav, Chazaka. So two Eidim is the best you can get. So once you get to the point of two Eidim, so you're saturated with Birurs, oversaturated with Birurs. And if those two Eidim get blown out of the box because there are two Eidim who are contradicting them, So what's it going to add to add on a few more, another viewer? You're going to add on amigo. Good. Zozang, you threw on amigo. Why is adding amigo any better than adding on another set of adim? Let's say you have 100 adim say one way and 2 adim say something else. So trey kemeah. What's pshat on trey kemeah? Once you reach the point of 2 adim, there's nowhere else to go. So the more biruim you're going to add on are going to be meters. You have 100% biruim on one side and 100% biruim on the other side, so you have 100, 100, 100. You keep on adding on, it doesn't matter. So adding on an amigo is meaningless. This idea that logically you can't add on biruim, once you have 2 adim, and once the 2 adim are blown out of the box, then there's nowhere else to go. So come the achronim and say, well, wait a second, there's a sugya in the third paragraph of the Gomas. Then what's the sugya in the third paragraph of the Gomas? It's relevant to this. What do you do when you have a tray of tray? Not in the Rav Dini Mamun, it's not in the Rav Visavahatah. Two people say that that the woman was Mekadeshes, two Adam say she did get a get, two Adam say she didn't get a get. What do you do when you have a tray of tray? So they cancel each other out. And then where do you go? So it's Machlekes Nigmar. So one day the Gemara says, tray of tray speak of the Araisa. Tray of tray speak of the Araisa means that whenever you have a tray of tray, so that's considered to be a suffix that's efshar to do anything with. You can't go any further than tray of tray, so you stop. So you have to leave it as a suffix. So it means you ignore everything else, all other factors, and just like the suffix, min ha'tayra, tray of tray sveika d'araisa. Then the Gemara was another day, which says tray of tray sveika d'rabban. Tray of tray sveika d'rabban means min ha'tayra is not really a suffix, even though it's true that both sets of eight cancel out each other, but you're still left with something else. And what is that? Well, whatever the original chazaka was. So let's say we have 2 adim will say that the woman is mekudeshes, and 2 adim say the woman is not mekudeshes. So according to the first day in the Gemara, the Tre'at Tre'at Sveikah D'araisa, so what's the din min ha'Torah? This woman is suffik mekudeshes mid'araisa. According to the second day in the Gemara, that Tre'at Tre'at Sveikah D'Rabbanan, which means that the two sets of adim cancel out each other, and you're left with a chazaka meikara, that works min ha'Torah. So what's the status of the woman Minatora?
No.
What's the status of Minatora?
No.
2 Adam says she's Mekadesh, 2 Adam says she's not. She's a Penunias, right? She was not Mekadesh for the last 20 years. So Tre'a Tre'a Sveikah D'Rabbanan means that Minatora you follow Chazaka. Or let's say in the other case, let's say a Mekadesh, that woman who has a Chesed says she's for the last 20 years, and 2 Adam come and say she got a get, and 2 Adam says she didn't get a get. So if you hold Tre'a Tre'a Sveikah D'Araisa, what's this woman's status? She's a suffocation ish, because you ignore chazakas, because once you have tray of tray, chazakas don't mean anything. And she's considered to be a suffocation ish. Whereas if you hold that tray of tray is sveka the rabbana, that means minatur, you follow cheskasation ish, so the woman is a vadiation ish. Minatur, she's a vadiation ish. So Francis points out at the beginning of the second birth of Ksubis, let's say you have a woman. Who two adim, we know she was married for 20 years. Now, 2 adim come and say she was divorced. 2 adim say she wasn't divorced. And the person goes ahead, b'shege, he goes ahead and is mezana with her. So what's the din? Does the person bring a korban chatas, or does he bring an ashram toloi? So Tosfos says, l'chayra, she should depend on the shayla. If you hold that her status midaraisa is b'tara safei, so that's like eating a safek chela, safek shumas, so you only bring an ashram toloi. Whereas if you hold that minatera, you follow chazaka, because trail trace steak at the round bottom, but minat, so the adim go home, and you just light on the original cheskes hisser, so it means b'tara zvada, she's an eshazish, then you have to bring a korban chatas. So that's a shah on the Gemara. So this is the Chalik Tzeri Shah and Harapaskir. So the Tre'a Tre'a Sveikah D'Araisa, Tre'a Tre'a Sveikah D'Rabbanan.
2 Adam come and say that a guy's a mamzer, and 2 Adam come and say that a guy's not a mamzer. Then you have to say, it's a suffix, then you say some guy's not from
them. Well, there's no chazak of their mamzer.
It's just like you have a suffix, you have 2 Adam.
You have 2 Adam will say, so then you would have so why am I telling you this whole story? Because many of the Rishonim assume that the Pashas from Aftem Seh Gemara is that Trey of Trey is in fact Sveika Derabanan, and with the right seat of Basa Chazaka. So how can that be? If you have a Trey of Trey, you follow Chazaka. Didn't the whole group of Rishonim and Ksubis tell us that whenever you have a tray of tray, that's all there ain't no more. You can't add on amigos. You can't add on any more biruim. To add on amigo to a tray, to one side of the tray of tray, that's a camel out to adding on another 98 agents. But just as tray kameya, tray plus amigo is the same as tray. So how could you tell me when you have a tray of tray, Chazaka is going to determine that one of the sets of Edom are correct, shouldn't that be a violation of this klal of Trei Kamea? That should be a violation of Edom on Birurim. Ki Epshel Elsi Birurim. What's the answer? The answer is in a chinami, that if Chazaka Meikara was B'teres Birur, so then there's no way to hold Trei Trei Sveka Derabani. Because once you have a Trei Trei, you can't add on Birurim. It's only because Chazaka Meikara is not B'teres Birur, the Chazaka Meikara is B'teres Hanhaga. So Chazaka Meikara is working totally different than Migo. Migo is trying to add on a Birur, so that you can't do. You're oversaturated with Birur. Chazaka Meikara, you're not adding on anything. Chazaka Meikara is just saying, he said, I don't know what to do. It's like the suffix. So the Torah says, when you have a suffix, so follow the Chazaka. So this is really Kiveg, has like this, and Sheish Mait has like this. These different rayas that you see, at least on certain sheets in Rishonim, either in the Sugya Shnei Shvilin or in the Sugya of Trei Trei, you see the relation that many Rishonim know. Many Rishonim are forced to hold that Chazaka Meikara is basically a Din Hanhaga, it's not the Torah's Birur. But none of these rayas aren't clear, as we've already shown, that each one of these issues is Machlokes Simin Rishonim. So it's possible one could present that whether or not you follow Sveik Sveik of the Makom Chazaka may also depend on the Shaila. Because even Haniyach that the Rash was right, Sveik Sveik is Mitam Ro, you can make a case that Sveik Sveik doesn't work the Makom Chazaka. Because whenever you have a Chazaka, that's Mavara, there's no suffix anymore. Once you Mavara, there's no suffix, you can't say the word Sveik Sveik with a straight face. Rosh Enkin, if you hold that Chazaka is not Mavara anything, Chazaka is just a Din Hanhaga. So it's like the suffix. So once you're willing to concede that it's called the suffix, then the kula of Sveik Sveik may say it. So far we have two different ways to understand why Sveik Sveik may lose out the Chazaka. Either based on the Rambam, but even according to this newfangled way, maybe it also may lose out the Chazaka. So it comes to Pnei Yeshua. That doesn't appear on this daf. It appears in the Kutras Acharon. It's also above, not the back of the second Ksuvus. Comes up to Yeshua and throws a curveball on us. Comes up to Yeshua and says, I'm going to explain to you what I mean that Sveik Sveika doesn't work with Macham Chazaka. Ah, you're all bothered. According to the Rashba, Sveik Sveika should work with Macham Chazaka because Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adit. Well, says the Pnei Yeshua, is that really true? Maybe Sent is right. Don't we all know Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif? Who didn't know that? Besides your remain, who didn't know that Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif? Who threw a question? Who threw a monkey wrench into the claw of Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif? Who remembers from first semester? Rabbi Natan, Kabbalah, did Rabbi Natan? Give me a second. The Chayrus, Rabbi Natan, the Chayrus. What did the Heiliger Minatam B'chayr say? That even though we paskim in HaTorah, that Miutas command Alayis Adami, that Ruba B'chazaka is Ruba Adiv, but he dug up a Gemara in the beginning of the third prayer of B'chayr, remember with the Cholav, with the Rav Behemoth Senat Cholvos, etc., comes to Minatam and says, when the dust settles, we paskim mid the Rabbanon, that Chashir Miutas effect. Not truly Chashir Miutas, but what's the word? The three words? Smach Miutas Chazaka. Rabbi Natan claims that halacha lemaisa we hold smoch miyuta lechazaka does apply, albeit on a level of derabanan. So it comes with Yeshua and one fell swoop and says, we hold like the Rashba, but Sveik Sveik is mitam ro, and it still doesn't work against the chazaka because of the heilig shittas Rabbi Natan of smoch miyuta lechazaka. That's what you meant, right?
I was leaning towards
that. Right, good. Okay. How far was the lean? What were the angles? So when everyone read that Tosfos, this is what you thought of, right? You know, Yosef, you didn't realize when you read that Tosfos in the summer, that's what he said, for the end of time, the Chayrus. Right? Everyone likes this very sure? I think Shemaya, it makes sense to you? No? Yeah? So that's why Tosfos didn't say Sveik Sveika, because the Sveik Sveika came up from Chazaka, and therefore Smech Mit L'Chazaka. No, Mike, you buy this crap? There you go, there's a man who's thinking, right? This is a terrible shot. I don't understand for sure how he said this. I mean, Mechilas Kvaidai. Maybe 100% right. That maybe Takamid the Rabbanon, we're going to say based on Rabbi Natan, assuming passing Rabbi Natan, there are more helpers Bukhari's passing Rabbi Natan. But Rabbi Natan's right, that Smech Mid L'Chazaka applies Mid the Rabbanon. So when a shayla comes up, when you have a cheskas iser and a sveik sveikel lahakel, even though minat Torah we're plotting to apply ruba vechazav and ruba adif, we're going to be cautious. And we're going to say no. In deference to the words of Rabbi Natan, we're not going to apply ruba vechazav and ruba adif because of smoke mitla chazak, and we're going to be machmir on this case, right? Correct. I'm asking, what is Taisa doing asking it? Everything's backwards. You're supposed to be in the mirror for this Taisus. Here, Chazaka is Lahakel, and Sveik Sveika was pointing in the direction of Chumrah. So we had a kasha. How come Taisus ignored the Sveik Sveika? So come to Pneshu and says, I'll tell you why Taisus ignored the Sveik Sveika. Because of Smach Miyuta Lachazaka. Rabbi says, Smach Miyuta Lachazaka, the way we pass in the Halach is a Chumrah Midraban, it ain't going to work for Lakula. You're not going to be Matra and Isha Lakayim based on a Smach Miyuta Lachazaka. Notwithstanding Rabbi Natan and Sender combined together. Right? So I don't understand. Anyone can explain this to me, I should, because Pillay Ploy. How can you invoke Smach Mitla Chazaka Lahakam? It's a nice thing to say, Lahumra, but it ain't going to work Lakula. So we're not going to say that shot. So we're going to stick to what we want to say, that you can understand Tosfos, that which Tosfos ignore the Sveik Sveik, either because simply, there are three basic ways to understand Tosfos. Right? Tosfos Akasha. So follow Chazaka. And Tosfos said you really should follow Chazaka, except for the fact that there's a Chazaka connector. So we had a kasha. I would have to the Sveik Sveik. So we might have either Tosfos said Sveik Sveik of a Chumra doesn't make any sense, which by definition pushes Tosfos into the Rambam's camp, or Tosfos meant in the kasha that Sveik Sveik doesn't work in Bachal Chazaka, which may also push Tosfos into the Rambam's camp, or we're going to salvage Tosfos by saying that maybe Tosfos is still in the Rashba's camp, but only assuming. You say some razzle-dazzle thing about Chazaka, namely you say that when you have a Chazaka, there's no latest Asafik anymore. Those are the three, I think, workable pshat in the Taisus. The Pnei Yeshua stats, I don't understand. I don't know how you can say that without the Taisus. Okay? Everyone with us? So Tachlis, do you say Sveik Sveik against Chazaka now? Forget about what Taisus is. We're not even sure what Taisus is. Putting aside Taisus, what's the difference? Does Sveik Sveik work with Mahan Chazaka? So there's a Chuvus HaRashba about it. Everyone saw Chuvus HaRashba? Did I put that shot on the Maram Kervis? You quote Chuvus HaRashba? Anyone figured out what's going on? A little bit? Benji, a little bit? What?
Forgot it.
So they asked the Rashba, the Shaila. What's the din? Sveik Sveik of Makam Chazak Benah. So the Rashba said, Avada Sveik Sveik works about Chazak. You know why? Because Sveik Sveik is Dino Karayiv. So Rubi V'Chazak HaRubadiv. That's the Rashba talking. Rashba himself. But then there's a little bit of a quirk in the Chuvus HaRashba. The Rashba gets stuck and he asks the kasha on himself. B'chorah, it's against the Gemara. B'chorah, there's a Gemara B'feirish that says that Sveik Sveik does not work B'machom Chazaka. That's a complicated Gemara B'sechas Chuv. There's a famous statement of Rav Huna. Meheme b'chayeh b'cheskes isra medes. When an animal is alive, so it has a cheskes isra. Why is it not a cheskes isra? What's the cheskes isra? You have a suffix in shechita, the Gemara says. Anytime you have a suffix in shechita, you have to go to Chumra, because meheme b'chayeh b'cheskes isra medes. Rashi tells us here, Beitz and Shavuos, a few places, Rashi says, that you know why behemoth here because it's from Edis because of the Yisr of Eivim min Hachai. So comes Tosfos and asks a whole series of kashas in a few places. In Chumrim he has his kashas, in Shavuos, also has his kashas. There's a bunch of kashas against Rashi. B'chor, it's a very difficult statement that behemoth here because it's from Edis because of Eivim min Hachai is difficult for a few reasons. Number one, it's difficult for a technical reason because Eivim min Hachai. There is a machlokes al tanoim in the seventh parable of Chumrim about the following. Let's say you have a little bird. And the bird is alive, and you take the bird and you stuff the bird down into your face, eat it, swallow it in one shot. Did you violate the Yisra of Eivim min Hachai or not? So one day the Gemara says, no, that's not also Mishum Eivim min Hachai, because it's not an Eivim min Hachai, it was an entire Chai. And the other day the Gemara says, no, that's also called the Yisra Eivim min Hachai, because Behemoth Bechaya le'Eivarim omedes. That means it's understood that it's 15 different Eivarim that happen to be glued together, and each one you view as a separate entity. And the other day says, no, behem b'chayel, lovely v'amamedes, that you view it as one entity, and the nature of the Yisra is Eivim in Achai, not the Chai v'yatzma. It's not like it's a Marah, it's a Tanoim, it's a Marah, 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 and jumps in Rashi and says, how can you tell me that when you have a stuff against Chlitas Lachomer because of this Eivim Rechai, which was Bechayeha, that's only true, behold, that Behem Bechayeha Leivar Momedes. But behold, Behem Bechayeha Lav Leivar Momedes. So if you would eat the whole, talk to eat the whole elephant, let's say you would eat the whole elephant's aren't kosher. Let's say a cat. If you eat the whole cat, one shot, it's swallowed, they'll go up and down one good gulp. So according to one day in Tanoim, you would not violate Eivim Rechai. So how can you turn around and tell me that the suffering in Shechitah is Lachumra because of the Cheskes Eivim Rechai? That's Tazis Kasha and Rashi. What's the answer to the Kasha? Anybody know?
Why can you use it like
that? It's Machado. It's Machado's the Gemara. So Tosus says the Din of Ravuna. So that the Gemara never relates the Din of Ravuna to that Machado. So Tosus can't believe that Ravuna's statement should be limited only to one Tana. So anyone here learn Chumra 7 prayer? That wasn't on the list of the Kwan Masechtas we went through Friday night? Okay. That's just me. So it happens to be Machado's Rashi and Tosus in that Sugya. That there's no issa evim and achai for swallowing down the whole animal. Is there anything wrong with eating the whole bird? So Rashi says that even though there's no issa of evim and achai, but there is an issa of basar and achai. There's two different isurim. To eat an eiver, so eiver by definition means eat a limb. What does a limb mean in halacha? It needs three components. Basar, gidin, v'yatzavim. So it has to have veins and arteries and nerves or something. It's gidin. It has to have atzavim. The bones has to have meat. That's called a limb. If you just take, let's say, pound the flesh or something, grab off a piece of meat off a live animal, so that's not called Eish Menachai, that's an Isra of Balsam Menachai, that's a different Isra. So comes Rashi and says, the Homach like is kind of an Amaroyim, whether there's this Eish Menachai on an entire animal, that's Eivim Menachai, because the nature of the Isra is an Eivim. So you can argue that, calls man that it's a Dover Sholem, it's not called an Eivim. But when it comes to Balsam Menachai, it's basar, the mice you're eating basar. So if you swallow the whole bird, the mice you ate it because I said basar menachai. So according to Rashi, you're in it, you're over the issue of their eyes of basar menachai. The person happens to disagree. The person says, no, that according to Rabbi Yom, who says that there's no issue of menachai, so there's no issue of basar menachai either. Why? Because the person says, it's not min hachai. In order for the issue of either Eivim menachai or basar menachai to be chal, it has to be minachai, not the whole chai itself. So when Rashi says that Behem Bechaya Bechaz is Yisrael Medes, he says Mishum Evi Menachai, what Rashi really meant to say was that if you hold like that day that Behem Bechaya is Leivar Medes, then the Yisrael is Evi Menachai. If you disagree, then Abbas Bechaya, big deal, big spritz, Evi Menachai, Abbas Bechaya, between friends, Mahi, what's the difference? The Yisrael is that whatever the Yisrael of eating Menachai is. But according to Tom Zuhel, that there is one planet out there that denies both Yisraelim, so Pachatez is stuck. Pachatez is really looking very difficult to try to find. What is the yisur of eating a behema b'chaya? What does Rav Huna mean when he said behem b'chaya b'chaz is yisur menes? He wants to solve this problem that Tosfos made up a new yisur called, what do you call it, two words? Einas v'ucha. Comes Tosfos and says, to eat a live animal is not mutter, it's an yisur asay. Tosfos was a vach, the kashit that you see, you have to shech before you eat. So eating an animal which wasn't shech, but is an yisur asay of v'zavach, the kashit that you see. Tosfos points out that the Pshat now makes a lot more sense. Because come to Rav and says you have a suffix whether the Shechita was done properly. So the Gemara says that's called the suffix in the Cheskes Yisur, and that's also Minat Torah. The Cheskes Yisur against you, it's Nisr Jarana. So it comes to us and says, according to us, so it works out very nicely. Because if you eat a live animal, you're in violation of the Yisur of Mevayah. If you eat a dead animal, in addition to violating the Yisur of Mevayah, you're also a violation of the Din of Mevayah. So I understand what the notion of chazaka means. Chazaka means whatever issa was known beforehand, now it's known at a suffix, whether that issa was hutter or not. But if you're not sure that the issa went away, you have to continue. So true, the issa of, again, according to Tosfos, the original issa was an issa of enezvucha, and now the issa we're being done on is also enezvucha. So I understand, it makes sense, you have a cheskes issa. Mashenker, according to Rashi, what cheskes issa? Up until the animal was killed, so there was an Isser Eivir of Basar Menachai. Now the animal's dead, there's no Isser Eivir Menachai, now the Shal is one of the Isser and Avela. So you're mixing apples and oranges. So you used to have a Chazapa that used to be also Mitan Eivir Menachai. And now you have a Shiloh where there's an Isser and Avela on it. So Rashi at Kapaskin, that's also called a Cheskes Isser. So according to Tosfos, that's wrong. According to Tosfos, that's what the Poskim call Eimach Zikim Yisr Yisr. But Chazapa means whatever the status quo was, beforehand, we can continue. So it used to be Enezvucha, and you continue Enezvucha. It used to be Eivim Menachai, now if it continues to be Nevela, the word continues doesn't make any sense. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, no, Mabzikim, Yisrael Yisrael. What do you think that Machlokes depends on?
Well,
definition of chazaka?
Means if you hold that chazaka is a din hanhoga, it doesn't correspond to any reality, living or dead, no pun intended. That's a good one which I meant to say. I didn't mean to say living or dead. So, I don't find the puns, those are one you chose. According to Rashi, there's no connection between two chazakas in Achinami, but you know what? Chazaka doesn't require any internal logic to it. So din, it used to be also mitam this, and now it's also mitam that. Might have to mean it. If the yisr continues, good. Zalzayin, that's called a chazaka. But she ain't according to Tosfos, chazaka has to make sense. Chazaka has to fit into some logical capacity. So the fact that it used to be also because of yisr A, and we know with absolute certainty yisr A no longer applies, harai the animal's dead, so it ain't also mitam menachai anymore. So to say that Isser Eivir Nechai now has become Nebach, Lios, Isser Nevela, that doesn't make any sense. That's not logical. So it could be that Machal Yisgash, it may very well be related to what we spoke about before. But whether you slice like Rashi or like Tesfus, that the Isser is Eivir Nechai, Basim Nechai, and Zmuch, or whatever you want to call it, at the end of the day, Rav Huna says, Behem Bechiyah Becheskis Isser Amen. So therefore, the Gemara says, Kol Savim Beshchita is Lachom. What's a good example of suffix b'shchita? So the Gemara says, there is a din when you shaft that the knife has to be smooth. It cannot have any pegimas, it cannot have any nicks in it. That's the Gemara's reason. I think it's a sakin. And before you shaft, you have to check the knife very carefully to make sure it doesn't have a pegim. It has a pegim, it's going to disqualify the shchita. How do you know that's true? So that's also a sham, b'shchita. The Gemara never spells out. How do you know that's true? So Rashi, what is Rashi b'shchita? Rashi writes, it's not called Zevachta. Zevachta means to cut, and to cut, it doesn't mean to cut, it means to slaughter. And when you cut with a sakin, which has a pegima in it, so that's kareas ha-simanim. That's a ripping through the simanim rather than slaughtering through, rather than being zovech. That's a real bucky and dictum. You know, the difference, that's called kareas ha-simanim rather than zovech ha-simanim. That's what Rashi says. Somehow, Chazal saw it in the word itself, in the puzzle itself. Rabbi Mishan, Tejas Kol, Rabbi Mishan held that it was halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Because the Gemara lists off in the beginning of Masechus Chulin, there are five hilchos shechita which are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I don't know them. I don't know the five hilchos shechita.
Shira,
Drasa, Hagrama, Chalata, Iker. I think they're all right. So four out of them are pretty understood. One of them is a little bit shaky. Iker is next to exactly what it is. So some Rishonim said that Iker means when you cut with a sack that's pogum. Whatever it is, it's a din in a Torah that he can't have a pegimah to the knife. So comes the Gemara and says, according to Huna Yishech, and you realize if Yishech now there's a pegimah in the knife, and you're not sure if it was the pegimah there before, if it's a pegimah there afterwards, so that's called Safa Shev Shechita, which is the Chumra, because the hand of Chayyadach has this. So comes the Gemara and says, what would the din be, according to Huna, in the following case? Let's say a person checked the knife right before they shechted, and then he started to shecht. So even though you checked the knife right before, you could potentially have gotten a pegima before you cut through the simon. How did that happen? Let's say you got a pegima cutting through the skin. So it's possible, I'm not saying it's probable, but it's possible that cutting through the ore itself, you caused a nick in the knife. So that's going to pass on the shechita, because what matters is what the knife's status is when it cuts through the simon. So it comes in mind, says, let's say you're shechting 100 animals. So really, it would be a very good idea to check the knife after each animal. But you didn't do that. You were a little bit lazy. So you checked the knife right before you started the shech. Then you started the shech. Then you shechted 100 animals. When you finished shechting 100 animals, you take a look at the knife, take a valve. We got a nice size pegima here. So the question is, what's the status of a shechita of all the previous animals? So the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, every single animal is nevela, suffering nevela. You have to follow chazaka. Each animal has a cheskes nevela, as a cheskes eiv menachai, a cheskes eiv menachai, and kol suffer she b'shchita l'chumra, even though you shecht a lot of animals. So come the Rishonim and say, wait a second, let's analyze that very carefully. Why should you have to follow the cheskes iser for the behemba? Here you have a sveik sveika on your hands, at least vis-a-vis some of the animals. Why? Let's say, I want to be mouth of the first animal, okay? So what's the tzad to be mouth of the first animal? So one could argue, suffix echad is, well, maybe the begina happened much later. Maybe it happened on the 15th animal. Maybe it happened no one near the first animal. That's suffix number one. And imtim to lomar, that it happened on the first animal, where potentially did the begina may have happened? Maybe it happened on the etzamos after the shechit was over. You could be poking in one of two places. You could be poking the knife cutting through the skin at the beginning, could be kogum the knife, and then when you hit the neck bone, in the back. So you don't know. So every time you shech an animal, and then you find the pegima right away. So it's suffix that it was nifgum in the or, suffix in the mefrekes, in the band, the neck bone. So suffix shechit is lachumra. But whenever you have more than one animal shechting, you can turn, whenever you shech the bone of an animal the same knife, you can turn this into a snake's faker. Maybe the knife didn't become pogum until later on, until animal 69. And even if Tim Tzalama that it became pogum in animal 1, or maybe it became pogum after the shechita was over. That's the question that some Rishonim present as a Sveik's Vega. Titus has that Lashon, but maybe that's called a Sveik's Vega. That's a question that Titus really means, but some Rishonim use that lingo.
Can you use that
Sveik's
Vega for every animal, or until like the last one?
Yeah. So some Rishonim present as a Sveik's Vega. That maybe it was in the first animal, or later animals, that even from the first animal, maybe it was in the refresh. Maybe it was after you already cut through the siman. The first animal would be kosher.
This is an all one suffix. You can't say.
Yes, there are a lot of problems with this suffix. So the first person in print one of the first people to address the suffix was the Rashba himself. So the Rashba has a whole halacha to say that suffix works even against chazaka, because after all, Ruba the chazaka, Ruba the suffix mitaro. And then all of a sudden the Rashba gets stuck. All of a sudden the Rashba asks himself, what about this Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Chulin, which says that kol sadeh shebeshchit is l'chumra, because the Rashba is there, and the Hei Mechei 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 Mechei. Well, what about a scenario when you have a Sveik Sveiker working on your side? So, why don't you follow Sveik Sveiker? So the obvious conclusion to draw from that Gemara, that the Rashba of course didn't want to draw, the obvious conclusion was that, hey, l'chari, you see, that Sveik Sveika doesn't work when you have a ches b'sisr. That would be the obvious conclusion. And the Rashba didn't want to say that. So the Rashba says, no, don't bother me with that Gemara in Maseches Chulin. Even though that Gemara sounds like it's saying that Sveik Sveika against Chazaka doesn't work, you know what happens? What does the Rashba say? The Benji? What does it say? I forgot the Rashba. Okay. What does it say? Hmm? Yossi, what does the Rashba say? He says, Al Tashireini. No, where's the Shach? You have a Shach? Shach Klau. Where's the Shach? Can I put that Klau on? I didn't put Al Tashireini. Oh, no wonder no one knows what I'm talking about. Okay, good, Benji, you're a vindicate. Okay. Good. So this is what the Shach, if you would have read the Shach and the Rashba, this is what it would have said. So, I forgot which number. Which klal is it? So it's one of those. So take a look at the arichos. I had rachmanos in again. I forgot I had rachmanos. So comes the shach and goes to Rav and says, "Yeah, look at the chazaka. The other is the zandiel. So take a look at the chazaka." And then he says, "Bial teshiveni from that gemara and says chulin, because after all, they tell you the greatest answer. How to get it on that gemara." And then the print goes dead. So he doesn't answer the question. Then he continues on his own about some other topic, about Sveik Sveikas and Robes and Chazavas, and he never answers the question. So the Shach is reading this Rashba. He says, wait a second, there's something missing here. There's a couple of lines. He's going to Rashba. He asked the Kasha, and he never answers the Kasha. So the Shach says, I'm going to answer the Kasha for you. I'm going to tell you what the Rashba would have said, should have said, did say. I'll tell you somewhat what the answer to this Kasha is. Is that not that Chas v'Shalom, this Gemara in Chulin indicates that Sveik Sveika doesn't work against Chazak. That's crazy. Sveik Sveika is a Tamro, group of Chazak, group of Adif, forget Sender. Why is the Sveik Sveika no good? Why is the Sveik Sveika no good? It's lacking, it's missing one of the basic rules of Sveik Sveika, something that we're going to come to a little bit later. It's called the Sveik Sveika She'ena Sapechas. Can't be turned around. What does that mean? In order for a Sveik Sveik to be acceptable, the whole group of Rishonim came with the following Yisoy. Half of Rishonim never heard of this, and the other half said it's Halacha Moshe Mesina, whatever, they were convinced that this is true. In order for a Sveik Sveik to be valid, you have to be able to present from either side. You have to start the Sveik 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 on either way. Let's say, now, Sveik. You can be master a woman when the husband comes and says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, one of two ways. Either you could say, Sadik tachtav, sadik ein tachtav, the infant's lower tachtav, sheva ve'onash and beratzon. Or you can go backwards. You could say, sheva ve'onash and sheva beratzon. And I feel him, tim's lower beratzon, maybe he was in a tachtav. Is there any difference between those two Sveikas? It's semantics. It's the exact same thing. You have to be able to word the Sveika from either direction that you come from. You have to be able to present either subject one number one or subject two number one. That's called Messiah. If for whatever reason you can't do that, so then the Sveik is not valid. Why that should be, when we get to the Sugya Sveik Sveik, we'll try to figure out why in the world that should be true. This Sveik Sveika in Masechus Chur is a classic example of a Sveik Sveika Shi'iyah Shalahapich. You cannot say it in both ways. Why? What are the two Sveikas? Subject number one is maybe it was a later animal that caused the problem. Maybe it was the first animal. That's one of the Sveikas. And the other subject is maybe the pegima happened on the neck bone and maybe the pegima happened on the skin. Okay. So let's word the Sveikas. Let's see how we can word it. Mm-hmm. Let's go from one direction. Maybe the pegima happened on a later animal. Maybe it happened on the first animal. An intim to love what happened. The first animal, maybe it was the neck bone, maybe it was the skin. Is that a good way of saying it? That's okay. That's one way of saying it. Right? I'm asking? Let's turn it around now on its head. Let's say the saying of happens. Intim to love what happened on the neck bone, or it happened on the skin of the first animal. Right? Something could happen on the neck bone, something could happen on the skin. An intim to love what happened on the skin. Maybe it happened when?
Later on.
How many pegimas? There's only one lousy pegima on this knife. So when did it happen? Once you make that first statement of maybe it happened on the or of the first animal, you can't turn around and say, well, maybe it happened later also. That's stupid. That's called the Sveik Sveika She'eino Mishapich. The Sveik Sveika Mishapich has to be able to be worded equally logically from both directions. If you get stuck, If you run into a concrete wall saying the Sveik Sveik in one direction, that is by definition not called the Sveik Sveik. That's the Chal Mishapich. This is suggested by who? The Sefer HaAgur. The Shach quotes one of the late Rishonim, the Sefer HaAgur, who said, if you want to know why Sveik Sveik and Chulin doesn't apply in the case of the knife, because the Sveik Sveik is Shemir Mishapich. He says, the Shach, you know who else held this way? Of course the Rashba held this way. Doesn't say it, no. Nothing in the Rashba indicates this. Shach said the stomach, that's what he could have said, would have said, should have said, and hopefully did say. Otherwise he would never answer this kasha. Adkan the Shach in terms of that part of the Rashba. So comes the Shach.
Yeah.
So that's also going to come out. You have contradictory chazak. The sakin has a chazak, but maim also has a chazak against it. They have a title of race, and the knife has it, the knife now has a pegima. That's very costly for Necha. So tied to the race, so that's that. We'll get to hope we'll get to Sugya title race. Let's just conclude this before, so we can just to wrap up the Sugya before the end of the Shins. What is this for us? So if I would ask you, who would you expect to be the biggest supporter of Sveik Sveika, the Makom Chazaka? Who should be the biggest Acheron to side with the Mekilim of Sveik Sveika, the Makom Chazaka? I would say the Shach, because after all, the Shach went out on a limb, and he even added a line to choose the Rashba doesn't say, in order for the Rashba to be able to answer his Kiskasha, right? So the Shach is pointing in a direction. He's going to save us. We're going to go on his coattails. Sveik Sveik is going to work with Makom Chazaka. Right, Zev?
Yeah.
Comes the Shach, does an about face. He says, well, I want to build my whole case on the Chumash Rashba. Throw it up to the Rashba saying, says the Shach, once we see, no pun intended, that this Chumash Rashba has got a race in it, that there's something wrong with this. What the Shach says, there's something wrong with the Shuvah Rashba. There's some Giyosa problem. Says the Shach, we have no idea what else is wrong with the Shuvah Rashba. He says, maybe the whole Shuvah was written by Rashba. We're not sure. The whole Shuvah doesn't read straight. Yes, the Kasha is given to Terence. He expected the Shach 300 years later to fill the blanks. Says the Shach, the whole Shuvah is a toast from beginning to end. And even it's amazing. The Shach is the one who was Mepharsim and the Shuvah Rashba to the Olam. No one in the world ever heard of this Shuvah. That's fake, fake in the time of Rome. So the Shach dug it up. And then the Shach went ahead and destroyed it. It says that you can't pass anything based on Shuvah because there are glaring mistakes in it. So says the Shach, since I no longer have to deal with the Rashba because it's wrong anyway, so now you want to know what one thing, says the Shach. Should a Sveik Sveik work with Makom Chazaka? That's the show. Sveik Sveik doesn't work against the Chazaka. In contrast to the Ramah. The Ramah was honest. The Ramah passed close to Rashba and says Sveik Sveik work with Makom Chazaka. The Ramah didn't ask any kashas from Shechita, didn't deal with anything. The Ramah just says, finish. Space paper works against Chazaka. And the Shach says it's not true. That Mahalacha, we have to pass it, that space paper does not work the Malkum Chazaka. So Halacha Lamais, it ended up turning out to be Machalach Yisapaiskim. So the Ramah, who was making, not the Shach, who was Machmir. What does our Toysis hold? Does our Toysis take a stand on that issue? So it depends on your Toysis. So we know for a fact that Toysis denied the Sfeik Sfeikah. They didn't even address it. They weren't the Siachas that the Sfeik Sfeikah and the Sugya. Why not? So either because Toysis held Sfeik Sfeikah, the Chumra doesn't apply. Or Toysis says that Sfeik Sfeikah, the Makam Chazaka doesn't apply. And how can that be that Sfeik Sfeikah, the Makam Chazaka doesn't apply? Either that's an indication that you don't accept the Rashba's Sfeik Sfeikah with Tamro. But even if Rashi is right, it's like saying time road. Maybe it invites, but doesn't work him up in Chazaka. Based on what we said about the nation of Chazaka, that Chazaka means the Bira, that there's no letters or something anymore. So that's basically the Sugya in terms of the significance of Atthesis vis-a-vis the Shaila of Sveik Sveik of the Homer, as well as Sveik Sveik of the Chazaka. So tomorrow we'll continue with the Teres Atthesis. This was all the Kash Atthesis. Now we get to the Teres Atthesis about the contradictory of Chazaka. He says that Elmer is right. He says that we don't write it. He's right, but he thinks that anyway. He thinks Elmer is right.